Luke and Lucy talked to you earlier. These youngsters, and I say youngsters, young people, came to Sandra and said, hey, we'd like to speak because we used to be able to feel safe on our driveway, on our street. But no longer, that's not the case. So they came to speak. And thank goodness they did, because I can stand up on my deck and I see them whiz back and forth on their bicycle. I don't see that anymore, because that has been shut down because of the fear of nightly rentals coming into the neighborhood. It's not happened yet, but we don't want it to happen either. So anyway, that just I throw that out. And guys, we appreciate you coming forward also to bring that. Road and maintenance problem. Doug talked about the maintenance on the road and the dam and what that would take to fix it. You know, $100,000 just to get a survey or a whatever. I don't think that doesn't cover any of the actual work that has to be done on it. I don't know. Any of you guys who are road people probably would know what it might take to get that dam road done. And I use the term dam road as a, you know, my language. But anyway. And then with Doug and Jill, with building right across the street, the parking problem there, we've seen it in Branson Creek. We know what happens on these streets. When the nightly rentals come in, they bring their boat because that's what they want to do. They're going to bring it because we have a big lake here access to them, for them. And they're going to bring in big units, boats, whatnot, and that makes traffic on these streets that much worse. We just don't want that type of thing. So anyway, values of the property go down. Carol, we talked and she said, well, boy, I don't like that. So she called a realtor to get an estimate on her property. What would happen if she decided to sell? And they did a study, and sure enough, the subject was, yes, today, or, you know, where it's at today, would probably go down. But the next thing, if they build nightly rentals, they have to disclose that there are nightly rentals, and he said that'll make it go down further. The value of that property will go down further. One of the other ladies is up here and says, you know, she's a veteran. And if the neighborhood becomes saturated, and there's a point, and I could quote that, but then you cannot get a VA or FHA or governmental backed loan any longer in this neighborhood. And there are some neighbors already that's in that condition, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they tried to get that, and they finally got a conventional loan over in the, across the street. Help us. Holiday Hills. They couldn't get it because the saturation point over there is such that they could not get their VA and FHA loan or whatever. They had to go conventional. And I guess there are some realtors that are reluctant to show property in Holiday Hills now because of that. We don't want that here in Cross Creek. And it could very easily happen. And it doesn't take that many homes because, you know, you were given the numbers, 50-some homes, and, you know, you could put 15, 20 homes in here, and we've got the saturation point. And we're stymied. So that, don't let that happen. So the values of the properties are very much at stake. I got a lot of notes, but I don't know. You know, you guys have been bombarded with a lot of this. You know, we don't have night lights. We don't have sidewalks. We don't have, and we talked about walking. They walk in the streets. You know, we don't, and we're not our community is not a recreational community. So when you come in here, you don't have a swimming pool to go to. You don't have a restaurant to go to. You don't have all these amenities. You know, so why they want to come here, I'm not real sure. But I guess, you know, if you can rent them, you know, build it and they'll come. I guess that's the philosophy that they have. So, you know, but they're building these houses. They're not compatible. You know, we don't have any other duplexes in the neighborhood. We don't have any nightly rentals now, but they're going to build some anyhow. So we will have some, I guess, if you approve this. I'm asking you certainly not to approve it, because it doesn't make any sense to approve it. Yeah, so. The dam, Doug talked about the dam and the problems with the dam and the DNR, and I stood and listened to the man from DNR talk about the dam and the problems that there is with it. And E. coli is a word I hadn't even thought about. And he said, yeah, you need to think about it. With that property and the trash that's in it and the stuff that's washing into it on today, you know, you need to think about that. With all the trash that's in that lake, pond, lake, whatever you want to term it. So anyway, that's one of those things. So behind me is a room full of people that are concerned. You know, they're residents. You know, they don't want this. They've talked to you about all these reasons. And I hope you that they've given you enough reasons to give a lot of hard thought to whether or not you'll vote for or against this project. Now, I'm sure the boys are going to come back up here and talk to you about why they want to have it approved, because they want to make some money. They want to build some property. And I ask you, please, give this long, hard thought and deny it. Thank you.
My name is Cynthia Carley, and I live at 301 Prairie Drive. I'm probably in more ways than one of the oldest residents in Cross Creek that's still there. We bought back in 2008, and builders will be builders. My house was built by the previous Brian, who's now dead. And I had to basically almost rebuild the house as well. But it was enough of a great neighborhood that I moved my mother three doors down, and we built her the house on Comfrey Court. And the court is not maintained by the county. None of the courts are. So we have issues coming in and out of the court. But she's 80 years old, lives on her own, and I made a promise to my father when he passed away that I would not put her in a home as long as I could physically do it. Three doors down, I've already had to make a couple of middle-of-the-night runs literally down the street to her. And if we had nightly rentals in there, that would become an issue, and I would worry about her safety even more, mostly her security. It's not really duplexes or single houses that bother me. It's the nightly rental issue. And like I said, builders will be builders, and you work with them, and you get things back and forth, and we have drainage issues, and, you know, I've had to put in French drains and in my own house, and I'm going to have to do it in Mom's house. But then there are things that the county needs to do. The county has not done the ditches as they're supposed to do on those roads to help the drainage. But those are things that we can face individually with our own individual properties because we live there. And we can follow up with it and see that these things eventually get done. But if you've got nightly rentals in there, you've got people coming and going who don't give a damn about the property, and eventually those properties will be sold to out-of-town investors who really aren't paying attention to who rents it. And it's just statistically proven. You know, we already have realtors today who are telling us that they're not going to show houses in our subdivision because the undercurrent on the internet is that we have nightly rentals or we're going to very soon. Obviously, we've invested every penny that we have in building my mother's house on Comfrey Court and my house. You know, so it's just, we can't afford to lose all the value of everything. And my husband, who's not here tonight, was born and raised in the Soviet Union. And the reason that he's not here is he doesn't think that we'll have a voice that will change anything, because that's how he was raised. And I assured him that if we came before the commissioners with proof, personal statements, individual, actual reality, that you would listen to us and you would give us a fair and honest shake. And that's all we ask. Please, I don't have a big deal about what's being built. I think some of the smaller houses are great. A mixed neighborhood is wonderful. You need starter homes. I'm not looking to live in a gated community. You need starter homes for the working people and stuff like that. That's okay. But they're living there, not the nightly rentals. That's my biggest objection. The traffic, the people, and the types of people. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Anyone else back there? I don't think I had anyone on the side. Anyone else that signed up to speak on this project? that will close the public input.
May not bring your applicant back up.
Pardon?
Your applicant back up.
Yes.
You might bring him back up.
I don't want to get it back and forth. One of you come back up, please.
Hey,
so I've got a couple things to go over. I believe the original plat that John Epps submitted in 2001 was actually platted for single-family office space, duplex, multifamily, you know, everything along that lines. So as far as I know, we're already good to build duplexes. It's basically the nightly rental that I'm looking for. The traffic, as far as the traffic coming in, I think most of the traffic will be coming in from the commercial side of that, such as like the Sunfest area and you know, all those places over there. Our plan is, along with this project, to go ahead and fix the potholes correctly and resurface the road that goes over there, so that would hopefully eliminate a lot of the traffic coming through the main subdivision of that part. Just wanted to mention that with the 10 lots, the single family nightly rentals that I'm looking to get approved, on the original plat, it's showing that there's a 10-foot walking path along the back of the property line. We are planning on keeping that and possibly paving it, you know, just some kind of nice feature for that. I don't believe this will affect the whole neighborhood as far as safety and stuff like that. I'm sure there will be some traffic from it, but I don't think it'll be anything that is going to be, you know, that big of a deal, but it's kind of hard to tell. The DNR related issues, we have talked to DNR. I've actually got an email back from them that we're doing everything and their regulation and all that stuff, and we will work with them as far as if we get approved building these duplexes. So I don't think that'll be an issue. I'm not 100% sure on the value, how that'll affect the property value. I've heard both good and bad about it, and I think, you know, it really depends. Not 100% sure. And then as far as the lake, we had actually just purchased that. So as far as cleaning the lake up, we've not actually had any intentions of it since we just bought it. But it's a possibility to do, to make it look nicer and all those things. And that's basically what I've got.
You say you bought the lake?
Well, along with the 6 lots that
I bought. Or you bought land on the shoreline of the lake? Help me to understand this. Is this a community lake, or you own the lake?
I believe technically JMS owns the lake. JMS property owns that whole section there. And I'm just wanting to build those 6 duplexes up there on the top and split that up in there.
That clarifies that. Do we have any questions from the commission for the developer at this time? No further questions or discussion on this? Are we ready for a vote?
Mr. Chairman, Your vote's on the nightly rental, that you understand, correct?
We'll take them one at a time.
Correct. Just start with the one.
Yes. But we'll vote first on 48 or 1842.
Correct.
Yes. And then they'll be voted on individually.
Yeah, to approve or deny the nightly rental request.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I understood.
Good deal.
So what I'm asking for is, do I have a motion on proposed nightly rental for 6 duplexes?